You are listening to the Limitless Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Heron. What if you had no limitations keeping you from your dream life? In 2016, I had a major tug on my heart to write a book about my story. And in the process, I learned that I had been operating with a very faulty belief system for the majority of my life. I've had a huge transformation since then. And my life's passion and mission is to teach you how to live a limitless life. Join me on this journey. Let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to the Limitless Podcast. This is Deanna Heron, your host. Welcome back. So happy to have you on this amazing Tuesday. So on today's podcast, the topic is money makers for your business. And I really want to shine the light on important pieces of your business that most people skip while they're building toward their dream life. Missing the mark on these moneymakers, I will tell you, can be so detrimental to your bottom line, to your health, as well as your relationships. And when I made these non-business moneymakers important in my life, it changed my business, it changed my attitude, and it brought me much more joy and, of course, income. So let's take a look at what these non-business moneymakers are. But first and foremost, before we get started, I just want to remind you that I am here to help you see your truth. So on this podcast, sometimes I'm going to challenge you. There will be sometimes I'm going to give you a little bit of tough love, and there will be most of the time where I'm going to wrap my arms around you and let you know that you are in a safe space, because nothing that you're going through, my friend, is, I guarantee you, is anything that I haven't been there as well. And so that's what I am here for. I'm here to help you see your true limitless potential. I'm here to challenge your belief systems and help you truly see who you are and what you're capable of. I'm so passionate about that topic and this mission. So welcome in. And let's get started on this topic. What in the world is a non-business moneymaker? And I will tell you, being an entrepreneur for 25 plus years and coaching thousands of women, I have learned so much. And one of the common threads that I see when I talk to anybody in business, so my specialty is women in business, but when I talk to anybody in business, truly it is, I want strategy. Let's have a strategy call. Let's sit down and strategize for my business. And I will tell you, I love strategy myself. I love to have a plan. I love to have things lined out in my business. So my brain operates that way as well. So I totally get it. And along with that business strategy, we also want to know the how-tos. So the strategy piece is, show me how I'm going to make my business work. And now give me the step-by-step how-tos, those magic steps, the right timeline, and please make it simple in bite-sized pieces. And this is an important part of your business. I'm not going to deny that whatsoever. But there is a trap, that, and the trap that we fall into in this is just believing that that's all that there is. And I fell into that trap of pushing strategy on myself, and also in my early years as an entrepreneur when I was coaching leaders, drilling in that strategy time and time again, because that's what everybody wants. So I gave them what they want. But it's not that easy. And here's the reason why. There's no strategy that will ever work. No strategy will ever work if you don't have the right mindset, the right thoughts, the right belief systems about yourself. It just won't work, you guys. And the reason why is the how-tos are very, very important. The strategy is very, very important. But if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to take the necessary steps to see the how-tos. And that's really what I started to recognize in my network marketing business, is we would only get so far, and then strategy only works to a certain point. And I truly believe that you need strategy and building your belief system simultaneously. You have to really do those deep dives. You know, lastly, I want you to know that we never know the timeline of our goals coming to fruition. What worked for me is not going to be the same timeline that worked for you, that works for you. And the reason why is we're operating from different belief systems. We all come into the business world, the world of entrepreneurship with a different belief system, and we're operating from that belief system. And so that's going to affect the amount of time it takes you to reach your goal. But you know what? There's an important piece of not knowing when that will happen. And it's because we're building our faith muscle. And that faith muscle is a very important piece of business. It's a very important piece of business, is having the faith, knowing that the seeds that you're planting today are going to bear a crop. And that's a promise. But if we knew the timeline, if we knew exactly the timeline, we wouldn't necessarily build that faith muscle. It's just like going to college or going to university. It's the same thing. We know, except we know what the timeline is. If I follow the exact strategy, the hours lined out for me, then I know I'm going to get my degree. It's different in entrepreneurship. And it's hard for most of us to understand that because we work under the mentality of, I go to school for this many years and I get my diploma. I go to school for this many years, I get my bachelor's, et cetera. And so that has been implanted in our mind. So that faith building muscle is very, very important. So these are the seeds that you will plant. Doing the work that it takes, obviously, talking to people, selling your product, networking, putting in the time consistently, building a team, investing in your business, et cetera. Those are the seeds that you're planting. But let's talk about the non-business moneymakers that nobody sees, because these are also seeds that are being planted, but in a completely different way. And what I'm talking about right now is the inner work, to dive in to the belief systems of lack and limitation. We all have at least one core belief that is backing everything we do, create, see, and live. We all have that one core wound, and it backs everything. It backs everything that we do. It backs everything, the way that we live. It's behind everything that we do. And we're operating from that space of lack and limitation, and that impacts our results. So work these out. Work these out, my friend. Please work these out. I know that you have heard this from me numerous times, but that's my staple. And that's where I stand. You have to work on your beliefs. And I have programs that can help you do this. So dive into that. The second thing that we need to address with non-business moneymakers that nobody sees is building your life around what brings you joy. Now, this is opposite of what I was taught in the business entrepreneurship. And I'm going to say that again, build your life around what brings you joy. And that includes your business. For me, it was, no, you build your business, then you will see the joy and happiness. And I want you to know, you don't have to struggle. You don't have to be burned out and unhappy while you are building your dream. You don't. Where did you get that belief? It is not true. I had that belief too. So I am totally with you. Totally with you. When you're looking from a different paradigm of, oh, I don't have to struggle. Oh, I don't have to be burned out. I don't have to put my family on the back burner and be unhappy while I'm building my dream. What is the possibility then? So let me share that with you. You are the CEO of your business. So how do you need support right now? And here are the things I'm going to ask you. What are some of the things that you are putting on the back burner right now that keep popping up in your mind? And you say to yourself, I will be able to do that when? I will be able to do that when, and it keeps popping up in your mind. Chances are your body, your energy, your mind needs them now. That's why it keeps showing up. That's why it keeps showing up. As an example, when I was building my network marketing business, there were lots of things that went by the wayside for me. And those were things that were really extremely important. And truth be told, they should have stayed important in my life, but I chose to put those on the back burner. I don't know why, because I had that belief system that I had to struggle and I had to put my needs aside in order to build my business. And that's not true. It's not true. I ended up burned out. I ended up stressed out all the time. I did not enjoy the building business process. I didn't. I enjoyed the people, but I absolutely did not enjoy the business building process. Why? Because none of it was bringing me joy. I wasn't living my life and my business simultaneously. I was just living my business, believing that it had to be hard, it had to be a struggle, and I had to let things go by the wayside. So today, what I've learned is I've learned to listen to my body. What is it that actually brings me joy and makes me feel rich today in my life today? And the things that I prioritize are the things that keep me well. They're the things that bring me joy. They are the things that make me extremely happy. And I don't settle for anything less. So every afternoon, I go and I take a little break. I rest, I meditate, and I fill my tank up so that I can be more productive in the afternoon. Afternoon is a lower energy time for me. My mornings are my higher energy times. Maybe you are looking forward to a vacation. This may be something that keeps popping up for you. I need a break. I need a vacation. I need a vacation. And maybe one of the reasons why you have put it off is because you're thinking financially, I can't take that vacation to Greece that I want to take, or I can't take that week-long vacation. It's not a priority right now financially. So what if you took a vacation that's not that expensive and it's for a weekend just to allow your mind and body to get some rest? Would that work for you? What are some things that you need? When your body is telling you you need something and it keeps coming up, don't avoid it. Here are some other things that are non-business moneymakers. Why are these moneymakers? They're moneymakers because you are prioritizing your health. And if your health and your richness, the feeling that you have throughout your day, in your business, it says everything. It says everything. If you are feeling unhappy, that is going to project to your potential clients. It will project through your social media. It will project through your clients. It projects into your family. It affects everything and gives you low, low energy. So these are the things that are important. Now, what I'm sharing with you that are important to me may not be the things that are important to you. That's for you to create. That's for you to create. So exercise, moving my body, eating food that gives me energy is very important. My morning routine is very important. Nurturing the most important relationships in my life. Those are a priority, absolutely a priority in every relationship of my life that builds my energy. So you look at people who are highly successful and you see them doing all of these things. Now, I recognize that where you are in your business right now, you may be going, Deanna, I'm working a full-time job and I'm working my entrepreneur dream life. And I just don't have the space for all of those. I get it. I totally get it. What can you do right now to create space and honor yourself? What can you do right now? What's the feeling that you want to have on a day-to-day basis? You can have that right now. You can have joy in your life. You can put aside 10 minutes in the morning just to do gratitude. What can you do right now to put yourself in that headspace and take care of you? Highly successful people do these things. Why? Because we've learned that business and life are not separate. They're not separate. How we operate our business impacts our life, and how we operate our life impacts our business. If I were all business, I wouldn't have a life. And if I were all life, I would not have a business. So they have to work together simultaneously. And that means putting yourself in a headspace every single day for joy, happiness, and the richness that you want to experience by giving yourself some space to take care of you. So the great lesson in all of this is you get to design your life around what brings you joy and makes you feel rich. So if you are operating in that space where you feel like your business has to be a struggle, and you have to put off all of your happiness until then, create a different design for your business. I tried to fit myself into other people's models for my business, and it didn't work for me. It absolutely didn't work for me. I was so out of alignment with what was important to me. And I had to create my life and my business around what makes me feel rich, abundant, and free. And that's what I encourage you to do as well. So those things that you're putting aside, believing right now that you can't make space for those, I'm going to tell you, taking care of you is a priority. It is a priority. It will give you energy. It will give you rest. It will give you a sense of peace and calm. So what is it, I'm going to ask you, that you are going to do to that brings you joy? What is it that you're going to bring back into your business and life that truly brings you joy? Maybe it's when you're with your family, actually being with your family and not allowing your mind to be in your business. Think about that. Think about that for yourself. Because those things that you don't think are making you money, they actually are when you are incorporating them into your life. They're making you more money than you could even recognize because they keep you in the game for the long haul. I want you to be a part of my 3-day challenge that is coming up April 8th through the 10th. We are going to build your rich life design, your rich life design. This is a challenge. I will be challenging your beliefs. I'll be challenging your thinking. And we are going to really move it out, process it out, create what a rich life means to you in your business. So join me on this 3-day challenge. If you cannot make it live, it will be recorded, but I would love to have you there because just being in a room full of amazing, positive women, the energy is so contagious. I will put the information in the show notes and I look forward to seeing you there. God bless you and I'll see you next Tuesday. I'm honored to have you as part of the Limitless community. If this podcast has added value to you, I'm going to ask you to do 2 things for me. Number 1, share it with your family and friends. And number 2, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Deanna Heron. I always love hearing from you. If you would love more about what's happening in the Deanna Heron world, you can go to deannaheron.net, subscribe to my email list, or even be a part of my private Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.